praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC families, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. Amen. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. And you got to see it that way. Amen. So He's not excluded you. He's included you. So you got to make yourself available and involve yourself, include yourself. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So, and we're going to be talking about, well, let me say this. We haven't said this in a while, so I want to say it. Allow the Word of God to bless you. Allow the Word of God to encourage you, to change you, and to correct you. Because you know what? He's our Heavenly Father. We're His children. And what does He want to do? He wants to correct His children. Because sometimes we get out of whack, you know. And he's going to spank us with the Word, you know, and make sure we're doing right. Amen. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Él nos bendice, nos ama. Y quiere que nos corrige, que háganos lo que Él dice que haga. Amen. Amen. So, praise God. So, we're going to be talking about power to face your giants. Amen. And giants here, we're just going to talk whatever circumstances are coming against you. Amen. We're going to be talking about the little shepherd boy, David. He went against Goliath. Amen. And you know what? On a daily basis, you see these giants. Amen. But you know what? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. But you got to know what the Word of God says, you know, because that's what we feed on. That's why we got to stay connected to. He's our power source. Amen. And we need His power. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. You be excited. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Leave changed. Don't leave as you came. Amen. Leave excited. Leave encouraged. Amen. Knowing that you can do all things through Christ. Amen. He's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. He wants you to be involved. Amen. He wants you to be included. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. So you need to do the same thing. You got to see yourself the way He sees you, not the way the world sees you, not the way jealous people look at you, you know. You see yourself the way He sees you. Amen. So see yourself a winner, whether people believe it or not. God believes it. Amen. So let's remember that. Hallelujah. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. And, well, let's make this declaration first. Amen. Grab your sword, soldier of God. And let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Remember this. Your mind is the battlefield. And you got to keep it renewed with the Word of God. Because you know what? On a daily basis, the world will bombard you with negative things, you know, through media, through sales, through TV, through whatever. But they're going to preach at you and all kind of negative stuff. You don't have to take it to heart. You just take it to the Word. You know, if it don't line up with the Word of God, reject it, delete it, you know. That's not for me. They're not talking about me, and I'm not receiving it. Amen. You have to receive it, and you have to start obeying it and doing what it says to do. But if it don't line up with the Word of God, that's not for me. And I'm not receiving it. So praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. A couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. And we're going to be talking about power to face your giants. Power to face your problems. Power to face your circumstances. Whatever is coming against you. Whatever may be, you know, what's coming against you may not be what is coming against me. But still, it's there. Scripture break says, power to face your giants. When facing your giants of cares, abuse, depression, dejection, alcohol, drugs, fears, sickness, troubles, lack. That's just a few. Says, don't let them defeat you. Defeating them doesn't depend on your ability. Jesus has already defeated them. This is what you need to know. And it's in the Word of God. So you need to get the Word and get in the Word so the Word can get in you. And when it gets in you and you're filled to overflowing, guess what? It's going to come out of your mouth. So, whoo, hallelujah. You just get full, stay full of the Word. Amen. Says Jesus has already defeated them. You got to remember this. Amen. You fight a spiritual battle daily, and God has given His church. If nobody ever told you, now you know. You are the church. Not this building we assemble ourselves, but you are the church. You are the body of Christ. Who is God going to use? He's going to use His children. He's going to use His church. And you are the church. Amen. Whew. Praise God. Spiritual weapons to use. Amen. He's given us these weapons. One weapon is the blood covenant. Jesus has already bought. You know, when He went to the cross, He paid for it all. Amen. And it was put on Him. But you know what? We have a blood covenant. And He's going to hold up to His promises. Amen. So you need to know what those promises are. What those blessings are. Amen. Whew. So, don't let any uncircumcised giant or circumstance take your victory away from you. Don't let no one take your victory. Jesus gave His victory. Amen. And we're going to stand. And by victory, His victory, we are winners. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Says, listen, again, I'll say it. Don't let any uncircumcised giant or circumstance take your victory away from you. Listen, believe it, receive it, confess it, and act on it. Basically, obey it. Amen. And do what it says. Amen. Pray. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's just one. Let me read you another one. Focus forward. He says press on. Focus forward. He didn't say go back. He says press on. Press forward. Forward doesn't look back on the past. And what is the enemy? What is enemy uses? Enemy uses people. Unsaved people. And what are people going to do? Every time they see you, they're going to remind you of your past. And they're going to remind you of all the negative things and the bad things you ever did. They don't see the new you. All they know is that, hey, you know, what are you pretending? We know the old you, and they'll bring it up every time. You know, this is going on for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, and they're still saying the same thing. Whew, come on now. So full of failure and regret, look ahead and seek God's way. You know His way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. And you know what? Sometimes you got to be full of the Word to love some of these unlovely people. And pray for them, you know, so that they can see Jesus through you. They see His love and His compassion. Amen. And they're going to come to Christ because of you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for using me. You got to make yourself available. Amen. All sin confessed, you must regret. Let go. Let the enemy will try to remind you, not only the enemy, but people He uses will try to remind you that your sins are not forgiven. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. Let go of the past and move on. Never be a prisoner of your past. It was a lesson, not a life sentence. Amen. It says, stay focused on pleasing God. Remember to be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Because you'll never please people. Amen. Ooh. So, stay focused on pleasing Christ or pleasing Jesus. As we come to the end of another day, so full we look back with regrets of things we didn't accomplish. But sin is one thing we should never need to look back on feelings of failure. If we have confessed our sins and God has forgiven them, we need to focus forward, press forward towards the goal of pleasing Him and fulfilling what He's called me to do. Amen. So you know what? When you wake up, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. That's the first miracle. He loves you so much, He woke you up. You know why? Because He's not finished with you. And you have great things to do for Him. Amen. So, praise God. Man, He's excited. You be excited. As a matter of fact, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, is passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And you got to see yourself. You got to see the new you. Because that's what the Word of God says. People ain't going to see the new you. They always want to see the old you. And they want to see the past you. excuse my English. But it says, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Listen, if he's forgiven me and forgotten about it, you do the same thing. I'm not trying to please people because they'll never be pleased. They're jealous and they want to be where you are, but they won't accept Christ. They need to accept Christ and change. Change, big thing. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. I'm excited. I'll read this nugget at you. It says, prayer, the key that delivers you from situations. It opens and closes doors. Prayer is the telephone to heaven. It's never busy, lost, or no service signal. It says, Father always wants to hear from his children. He wants to hear from you and what you have to say. The word GAP, G-A-P, stands for God Answers Prayer. God answers prayer. Amen. G-A-P, GAP, God answers prayer. Especially for his children. He loves his children. And he loves when his children call home. I need to tell that to my kids. Says prayer is not to remind God of your problems. Prayer is to remind your problems about your God. I'm standing on the Word. Amen. And I'm going to confess what the Word of God says. Say, wait a minute. I'm not receiving them. That's not for me. I'm going to press on. Amen. Nothing's going to distract me. You know what? The world's going to bombard you with all these negative things. But you know what? I'm going to stay focused. And the Bible says to renew your mind to what the Word of God says. Because this world is going to try to distract you all kinds of ways. With people, with things, situations, problems, these giants, you know, coming against you. I'm going to stay focused on what the Word of God says, and I'm going to press on. Amen. So renew your mind as often as needed so that you can go and fulfill what God wants you to do. Amen. I'm not going to let anything stop me from coming short of pleasing my God. Amen. Come on now. It says power to face your giants. Many times in life we face giants that seem impossible to conquer, but God promised in his word that we already have victory in Jesus, and we have a blood covenant. Amen. So guess what? Jesus has said he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, a place of authority. And what does he do there? He says he intercedes for us. He's there for us. Amen. So he didn't forget about you. We forget about him. Amen. That's why it's so important that we stay focused. Amen. So God is bigger. Listen, we're going to be talking about how to face your giants. Well, God is bigger than the giants you face. Whatever giants may be, yours may be different than mine, but still, my God is bigger. You have to know this. My God is bigger. I don't care how big it looks in the natural. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So, hey, my God is bigger. That's what the Word of God says. That's what I'm confessing. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. It says, keep going. Go to the next one. Come. Okay. Some of the giants we face on a daily basis. This is just a few. But I just put a few up there. It says, giants we face daily. Cares. That covers all kinds of things. Abuse, depression, rejection, alcohol, drugs, finances, unemployment, work. Mistakes, pornography, school, setbacks, past, sickness, and the future. Amen. We serve him on a daily basis. We trust in him. Amen. Our God is bigger. Amen. So that's just a few. Keep going. There we go. It says, focus on giants and do what? We fall. If you're focused on the problem, I can't. Guess what? You're going to fall. But if you renew your mind and focus on what God wants you to do, it says focus on God and giants will fall. And giants fall, and I'm going to press on. Amen. So we're pressing on. You know, when they teach us how to march in the military, we're marching forward. You never march backwards. And if you do, and if you do in a bad face, you're going forward. Amen. So as a soldier of God, the Bible talks about putting on the armor of God. Well, all the armor protects the front. Amen. He don't protect cowards. There ain't nothing in the back to protect you. So all the armor is for the front. It even covers the mind. Amen. So praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Keep going, Carmen. It says Jesus has defeated these giants, but we must face these giants. No hiding, no running, no fears. Just have peace. He is our peace. Amen. And in John 16:33, easy to read verse, he says, I have told you these things so that you can have peace in me. In this world, you're going to have what? You're going to have troubles. You're going to have giants coming against you. You're going to have troubles coming against you. You're going to have problems coming against you. But he says, but be brave. I have defeated the world. Amen. And the New King James says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me in capital M, says you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we're going to stand on what the Word of God says. Amen. This is what your Word says. So these things may be coming against you, but guess what? Hey, I got my Jesus. I got my Jesus Word on. I got my Jesus glasses on from Bobby. I got my Jesus glasses on. I've got the whole armor of God. Amen. So you know what? I'm seeing things through His love and His compassion. And I can love them ungodly people. Amen. You know, Jesus was around these kind of people also. Amen. But you know what? He defeated all that. Praise God. Amen. You like my glasses, huh? Keep going. Okay. It says, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, New King James says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's what the world wants. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you to be in fear all the time. If you're in fear, it means you're not in the Word. Because I don't know what the Word says. But if I know what the Word says, I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm going to walk out in faith. I'm going to step out in faith. Amen. It says, He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. And where's the battlefield? The battlefield is the mind. You may be thinking all kinds of things, but you know what? Renew your mind to what the Word of God says. And you're going to fulfill what He wants you to do. Amen. The Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. You can keep control. You can have control. Amen. Because the greater one is in me. I have peace about this. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. Bible says, I've got it in three translations, or three easy-to-read versions. It says, Philippians 4:13. Christ is the one who gives me the strength I need to do whatever I must do. It's not in your ability, it's in His ability. Amen. But He says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It says, Christ is the one who gives me the strength that I need to do whatever I must do. And you know what? Whether big or small, it doesn't matter. If you're doing it unto Him, you're serving Him, and you're able to do these things. Amen. The New King James says, I, and you can put your name there, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So don't include yourself, involve yourself, and make that, personalize that Word of God to read, put your name to it. Amen. The Amplified says, I can do all things which He has called me to do. Who's called you to do it? He has. He's got a call on your life. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. So He called you. Who called you? Who do you think you're doing this unto? I'm doing this unto the Lord. He's the one that called me. He's the one that anointed me. He's the one that's equipped me to fulfill what He's called me to do. And I can do all things through Christ. He says, through Him who strengthens me and empowers me. He gives you the power to do what you need to do. Amen. It says, to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him, and infuse me with the inner strength and confident peace. Amen. Praise God. Again, see yourself the way He sees you. See yourself the way the Word of God says. Amen. Renew your mind to line up with what the Word of God says. And if it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. That's not for me. I'm not receiving it. That's not me. They're not talking about me. I'm not going to be jealous. That's for the world. I'm different. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are lining up with the word. Joshua 1 and 9 says, New Living Translation says, this is my command. Be strong and encouraged. Be strong and encouraged. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So what are we facing? We're facing these giants, but I have the power. He said, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because he says, don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever he sends you, God is with you. You know, you can't drive that next town, next door, Alpine or Fort Davis, and say, well, I left God at home. No, he goes with you. Bible says this body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. He goes with you wherever you go. So you stop, if you're going to the wrong places, quit going because God's with you. Hallelujah. New King James says, Have I not commanded you to be strong and be of good courage? Do not be afraid or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Know this, amen, because the distractions and the world and people are going to try to influence you and distract you. Hey, you can go, you know. Hey, you don't have to go to church every Sunday. You can come with us. We're going wherever. No. Wrong thing. Keep going. These are good. This is God saying, you can face your giants. You can face your giants because you have the power. Amen. Psalms 27 and 1 says, the Good News translation says, the God is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. New King James says, God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes. Praise God. Listen, let's remember Jesus. He had to be strong. He had to be brave. And he had to be courageous in fulfilling what Father sent him to do. Amen. That's not a wimp thing. He was strong. He was a mighty, 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 mighty man of God. Amen. When he was here. And he served and he fulfilled what God sent him to do. What Father sent him to do. That's not a wimpy job. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. With him, we can do all things. Without him, we can do nothing. With him, we are everything. Without him, we're nothing. Amen. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Again, he's encouraging us. You know what? You've got the power to face these giants. Jesus defeated them. He gave us his word, and we need to get the word in us so we can come out of us. And we can speak the word, confess the word, meditate the word. Amen. But he says, don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be discouraged. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Remember, it's a place of authority. He's seated at the right hand of Father. Amen. And the New King James says, fear not, for I am with you. No, children of God, God is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. So if you start feeling that way, maybe it's time you spend some time with him. Spend some time with him, you know, so you can get yourself up. Because he's never down. We let ourselves go out. We drain ourselves. We need to stay filled. Amen. So that we can feel close to him. Draw close to him, and he'll draw close to you. Amen. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Behold, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Whew. This is just some nuggets for you. Be strong in him and know that you can do all things through him. It says, give yourself to God. Let him direct your steps. Amen. When you give yourself over to him, he's going to direct you. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, New King James says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It says, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. You know, he's got your future. He knows today, tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you know what? Open your Bibles to to Matthew 6, and we know it. I just didn't bring a slide for it, but Matthew 6 and 6:33, are you there? I'm there. Are you? 6:33 says, but seek what? First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. And 34 says what? Take therefore no thought for morrow. For the morrow shall take no thought for the things of itself. Sufficiency unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. So you know what? I'm not going to worry about tomorrow or my future. It's in God's hands. I'm going to trust Him on a daily basis. What He wants me to do today. And I'm going to keep my priorities in order. Seeking Him first. Amen. So praise God. Where did we leave off? Amplify says, trust in the Lord. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own inside or understanding. In all your ways, know. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him. And He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that are blocking your way. Amen. You know what? He wants you to get from point A to point B. And you're focused on Him, and you're trusting Him, He's going to make your ride smooth. Amen. You know somebody going out of town, say, you know what? Enjoy, but try safe travels. Traveling mercies for you. That everything goes well and smooth. You know, God be with you. Amen. He's going to clear any obstacles that are blocking your way. Amen. So, we talked about this last week, but whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Who are you going to believe? I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. And I'm going to stand on what the Word of God says. Amen. I'm touched and influenced by what His Word says. So I'm going to press on. I'm going to fulfill what He wants me to do. That Satan and the world gives you their bad and negative reports. And again, God uses people. God uses His church. People, born-again believers. But those that are not born again are being used by the enemy, whether they believe it or not. But if you haven't confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you're not His, then somebody else is using you, and it's not God. Amen. So Satan and the world will give the negative report. Come daily. They come on a daily basis. These faces, these giants, you face these giants on a daily basis. Take control, or they will take control of you. Again, Romans 12:2 says what? Renew your mind. I know, hey, you know what? If you let your mind go, you're going to start seeing things and you're going to be heading off from what God wants you to do. Amen. Man, I was heading straight and all of a sudden I started thinking these things, you know. It's just like staying focused when you're driving. If you don't stay focused on when you're driving, you're going to end up in a ditch. Amen. So be careful. Amen. Renew your mind with what the Word of God says. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. But it'd be easy if you don't renew your mind. You could easily fall and start copying what the customs of the world. Amen. It says, but let God transform you in a new person by what? Changing the way you think. Then you will lean. You will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen. But you know, like I said, this world bombards you on a daily basis with negative things. And if you're not renewing your mind, you're going to end up on a ditch. And you say, wait a minute, how did that happen? Well, you forgot to renew your mind. As soon as you start thinking, I say, that don't line up with the Word of God. That's not God talking to me. That's something else. It's your flesh. Where is the enemy? But you got to renew your mind so you can get with what God wants you to do. God wanted me to go and do this, and He gave you a mission, so I'm going to fulfill this mission. But the world and distractions and things are going to try to stop you and distract you and sidetrack you. Amen. So renew your mind. Say, wait a minute. Let me. I got to refocus. Stay focused and be transformed to what God wants you to be. Amen. The New King James says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So, you just got to get into it. Amen. Again, John 10:10 says, they, these giants, they come to steal, kill, and destroy. New King James says, the thief, the devil, the diablo, whatever you want to call him, the robber, says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, I have come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now Jesus is talking. Amen. He says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you start confessing His word and living according to His word, you know what? You're going to be blessed and you're going to live your life abundantly. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Amplify says, the thief comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to fulfill till overflows. Amen. So He wants you to live a long life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But they are here to intimidate you. They want to frighten you. They want to scare you. And they want to threaten you. Amen. They rarely come alone. How many of you know the story of Legion? When Legion saw Jesus, he came and he worshipped him. Amen. And Jesus, talking to Legion, says, who are you? He says, Legion. He says, we are many. He says, if you're going to cast us out, can you cast us out into those swines over there? A herd of 2,000 pigs. And guess what? All this came out of the one person. And Jesus delivered him. They ran into the pigs, and guess what? Them pigs went crazy. And they went over the cliff and drowned. But just think. Stay focused on the things of God. Confess the word. Amen. And Jesus delivered him. Jesus saved him. Amen. Healed him. Woo, hallelujah. So they rarely come alone. You know what? You fight a spiritual battle. You cannot defeat it in the flesh. You need the word of God. Jesus has already defeated him. All we need to do is stay on that blood covenant. Receive that blood covenant and receive the word and confess what the word of God says. Amen. He says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. You take authority over him and he will what? He'll flee from you. He don't want to hang out with you. He knows he defeated. He knows Jesus defeated him. And now you're a child of God and you're confessing the word of God. Guess what? He don't want to hang out with you no more. I don't want him around anyway. Recognize the enemy. He don't come like, what was that cartoon? Hot Stuff? Devil is not in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork. They come in the form of people, family, friends. Can I hear an amen? They come, listen, negative words, co-workers, bad company, bad reports, bad habits, and sin. Remember, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you can pay. So you know what? The best thing for you to do, renew your mind and just get it over with. Delete. Hit delete and press on. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to hang out with that company. Take a stand. Use His name, His word, and use His authority. Again, oh, yeah, thank you, Carmen. Leave it right there. Jesus told us that as long as we are in this world, we'll continue to face these giants. Amen. He said, but I have overcome the world. Amen. But listen to this, and you can write this and have it somewhere. You can put this at home somewhere where you can see it. It says, part-time believers, no match to a full-time devil. Believe me, he's full-time trying to distract you, full-time trying to steal, trying to kill, and trying to destroy you. So we ain't got time to be part-time. And Jesus said it like this. He says, you know, hey, I'll take you cold, I'll take you hot. He says, but don't be lukewarm. Don't try to be a pretender and try to be a people pleaser and a God pleaser. He says, I'll spit you out. I'll vomit you out of my mouth. Amen. So we got to be full time. That's the only way Jesus fulfilled what Father sent him to do. He was full time. And he was amongst negative people. He was amongst ugly people. But he fulfilled what Father sent him to do. And we can do the same thing. As a child of God, you have power to face your giants and live a successful life. He says, live this life and live it more abundantly. John 10:10. Keep going. Let me see where we're at. Yeah, right there. We're going to have to stop soon so we can have some for next week. Hebrews 3:13 says, Hebrews 3:13, the easy to read version says, encourage each other every day while you still have something called today. Again, Matthew 6:33 says to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things. This one says, as long as it's today, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come. But as long as we have today, it says, help each other so that none of you will be fooled by the sin and become too hard to change. Amen. But you could be changed. You know, even the prodigal son says, you know what? I could do better at Father's house. Just know, some of you watching, some of you listening, you've been running from God too long. And somebody told you God can't use you anymore. Or you felt, you know, like you're just all by yourself. No, God is waiting for you to come home. All you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to accept you. You know why? Because he's not finished with you yet. He's got a great plan for you. And none of this plan includes defeat. Amen. Just prodigal son saw himself eating with hogs and pigs, you know, and says, you know what? I can do better at Father's house. Well, it's time to come home. He's got a great mission for you. And you know, whatever that mission is, if you're doing it under him, he's going to bless you. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you, a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Keep going. The New King James says, but be exhorted, be encouraged one another daily while it is called today. So today, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Again, sin, you don't want to be caught there. And if you do, if you sin, you go to the Father and you confess it to him. He'll forgive and forget, and you need to press on. Say, man, some bumps on the road, some sin on the road, but you know what? You confess it, so you know what? I'm going to get up. He says, get up and press on. Don't sidetrack. Don't let nobody just put you down and stay down. You want to confess it and get up and press on. I'm not finished with you yet. Keep going, Carmen. Right there. I think we'll close with this. It says James 4:7 says, therefore submit to God. You, we've already talked about this, but you, therefore, you submit to God, resist the devil, and he's going to do what? He's going to flee from you. Again, James 4:7 in the Amplified says, so submit to the authority of God. What's this word say? Submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. You know what? You just got to let him know, I'm a child of God, and I'm going to confess the word. I'm going to stand on the word of God, and you've got to go. You're taking authority over him. Because Jesus gave you the authority over him. Submit yourself to him. Resist him. Take the authority and press on. Amen. The enemy's got to go. So we'll close right there and we'll continue with that next week. Amen. Facing your giants. If you don't have any giants, we need to pray. Because giants come each and every day. These problems will face you. You'll face these giants each and every day. But what you do with it, it's up to you. You can give into it, or you can say, wait a minute, I take authority. I submit myself to God. I resist you, and you've got to go in Jesus' name. I'm not receiving. That's not for me. And you know what? If you're doing God's work, the enemy is going to use anything and everything to try to stop you and distract you. That's what he thought he did with Jesus until he was crucified and they buried him. But you know what? They were rejoicing. That's what we talked about last week. They were rejoicing, you know, for them 3 days until Jesus came back. He rose again from the dead. Amen. He went to hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he came back and he showed himself. The apostles that he saw first, they told Thomas. Thomas says, I have to see him. I don't believe this. You know, I have to see myself and put my fingers in his wounds, his hole, in his side. And then he said, I got to stick my hand on his side. Then I'll believe. So guess what? Next time they were in the room, locked in, all doors locked, and Jesus walked right in. And he went straight to Thomas. And he says, here I am. He says, put your fingers there. He said, oh, no, Lord, I believe. He says, you believe because you saw. You know, so remember, child of God, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. So we got to stand on what the Word of God says. So praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you have never accepted him, now's the time. All you need to do is say, I've sinned against you, Lord. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And he will, because he's not finished with you. Find you a Bible-based church where you can go and assemble yourself with other believers, you know, and be encouraged. Get you a Bible and start reading it and get the Word of God in you so it can flow out of you. Amen. And start growing and maturing in the things of God. Amen. So praise God. You have sickness in your body. You do what I do. I confess what the Word of God says, because the making pains is coming. And I tell my body, says, by Jesus' stripes you heal. No malfunctions. I receive no malfunctions, no sickness in my body. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. So I want my body to be healed. It's healed. And I receive my healing. By Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I'm going to stand on what the Word of God says. Amen. I'm confessing his word. So body, line up with the Word of God and receive your healing now in Jesus' name. So you be healed. Whatever it is you're going through, greater is he that is in you, and by his stripes you are healed. Amen. So see yourself healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. And it's time to give. So those of you watching, just go to our website. It should be on your screen, nbcbigben.com. Hit that donate button. If you go on mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Remember, God loves you and we love you, and know that you have the power to face your giants. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Love you.